Asad al-Shama encountered many questions on his journey to America. Like many people in Syria, the questions started with, what do you want to be when you grow up? You're listening to Our Global Neighborhood, a weekly conversation with our neighbors who came from abroad and put down roots up north. I'm Kendra Carr. Asad al-Shama now owns a construction company after starting his career designing the Great Lakes Maritime Academy of Northwestern Michigan College. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Asad, I understand you moved here back in the 60s.
I came in 1964. I graduated from high school in 1962, went to law school at the University of Damascus. And my dad is a lawyer, so is his brother. So as a kid, I thought, you know, what do you want to be? I'd be a lawyer. But after 2 years, I came to my dad and I said, I really don't like to be a lawyer. He said, okay, so what would you like to be? I said, I want to be an engineer. Well, under the Syrian system, when you're in ninth grade, you decide then whether you're going to be in science or you want to be in art and literature. And if you're going to be a lawyer, you'll go to art and literature because it stresses more language. And if you want to be a doctor, engineer, you go to a science. So my dad said, you can be an engineer, you work. I said, yeah, I'm going to do it in the States. So that's how I happened to come to the States.
You made a decision in 1964.
Correct.
And how did you actually get over here?
Well, I knew an attaché at the American embassy. I discussed that I'm coming to the States and stuff. And he said, you know, if you really want to learn a little bit of our history and how America evolved, I would recommend that you go to the Midwest, further west, Nebraska, Wyoming. Wyoming. I said, oh, I have a friend that's going to University of Wyoming. So I wrote to my friend. He sent me an application. I filled it out. I got accepted. That's the only place I applied.
So when you first moved to the United States, did you have to fight against many stereotypes?
Not really. I didn't feel it as a student because there were many foreign students in the school. I was amazed at times with some questions that some folks in Wyoming asking questions like, do you have showers in Syria? Do you have, you know, things of, yes. I haven't witnessed anything that I haven't had experience with back home. From the abundance and the affordability and the luxuries in America are definitely at a greater scale. But all these things I grew up with.
What about the journey to becoming an American citizen?
Back then, scientists, engineers, doctors, pharmacists, if they choose, they would be granted a green card almost on the spot. So I requested that. And in my junior year, Sandy and I have met and we dated for about a year and a half almost or so. We started discussing our future together. After 4 years, I went back and met my family, and I told them about my wife. Of course, my mother had her own ideas, who should I marry? They came finally to accept it, and they both came to our wedding. So in 68, I've got married. I got already accepted for residency. I think I finally got my citizenship in 75.
So how did you actually end up in northern Michigan?
Sandy's father purchased a farm here in 1967. Her dad said, you guys got to come up and see my farm in Traverse City. So we came up here, and in 2 days or so, I told Sandy, I said, wouldn't it be wonderful if I can get a job here for a couple of years or so? She said, here in this town, where are you going to find a job? I said, I don't know. They must have yellow pages. And so we looked. Yeah, there were three engineering companies. And one of them was the office of Gordy Fraser, which is still in existence. I met with Bill Gordy. And we chatted, what do you do? I said, I work for a company called Hazlitt & Erdahl that design and build bridges all over the world. He said, you know, the college have requested from us if we could design and build a harbor, a marina for them, because they want to start a maritime academy in Traverse City. If this is something you think you could do, well, I said, we can figure it out, sure. We'll find out what they want, what's their demand, what they're looking for, and we'll figure it out. I mean, I've never done anything like that before, but he said, well, we turned it down, so let me call the college and see if that's still available. Got my phone number, name. I wasn't back in Chicago 3 days, 4 days. I got a phone call from him. He said, they told us, we got the job. If you're willing, come on up third week in August. We're up here, and I started my work with Gordy Frazier.
And that was a pretty special project for the city. Can you tell us a bit about your involvement beyond the role of architect?
We designed the marina, and I requested that I supervise the construction, so I know that what we did is going to be followed. The college granted us that.
Are there any cultural traditions from Syria or fun traditions that you miss or that you can tell us about?
You know, Syria predominantly is an Islamic country. There are maybe 15% to 18% Christians. So we celebrate Christian and Muslim feasts, if you will. Christmas, Easter, Ramadan.
What was it like experiencing that as a child? Were there songs, dances, food?
There's some, yes, food, new clothes. As a child, you're very excited. You have everything, new shoes, new socks, Then you go and visit family, uncles and aunts and so on. And everybody gives you candy and gives you money. 7, 8 years old or so, and now you're counting and you have $25 and you feel like, well, who is Rockefeller?
How has moving to the U.S. impacted your ability to practice your faith?
Well, my faith, as I knew it and understood it, is a relation between man and his creator. So although if there's a mosque, people congregate and go to the mosque on Friday, it's not something that's really mandatory. It become more like a very nice social event. Some folks here, when they go to church, yes, you're going to worship, but it's also you get to see, Tom and Jim and their families and see friends and so on. Same thing over there. But since it's a relation between a person and their creator, I didn't feel that I really missed a great deal.
In 2017, the U.S. imposed a travel ban barring citizens from 7 countries, including Syria. What is the impact of this from your perspective?
Well, it's very interesting because the Muslim ban is really, I hope, is something that is aberration, is something that here but passing, because it doesn't really have much validity in my opinion. Steve Jobs is the son of a Syrian immigrant. Look what this young man with a very, short life have done to the universe. We're hurting ourselves. Everybody wants to come here. And why? It's because of our founding fathers and what they have established in the Constitution, in the concept of men created equal, in the Bill of Rights. These are the values that the world care and love about America. America's values is where the strength is.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with me.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And thank you for joining us for this week's conversation. You can see images of Assad and some of his work with the Maritime Academy on our website, iprnews.org. Thank you to our producer, Karen Siegel, and a very special thank you to Assad al-Shama for not only sharing his story, but also a childhood lullaby.
بلبل ويا حبيبته تلالالام دش دش أنا فرحت لما شفته تلالالام دش دش